mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? ¿Dónde está Santa Claus? And the toys that he will need. Mamacita, oh, where is Santa Claus? I look for him because it's Christmas Eve.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Around the Home and More with the Home Pro Guys. It is now time for one of my favorite parts of the show. What tool am I? Hey, Kevin, I'm looking out the window. There's so many Christmas lights you strung up out there flapping in the wind.
Yeah, they're being used now for a lifeline. Yeah.
Not sure what's going on that. Okay, what tool am I, Kevin? Are you ready, my friend?
Maybe.
I happen to give three clues to a tool that I'm thinking, and Kevin gets to guess what's in my brain.
It's not much.
Big thing. So anyway, if you'd
it's
like to play
along.
It's
an empty room is what it is.
Please give us a call right here in the office, 866-712 in the office, in the studio. I've been working
I like
way
the office
too hard.
Better. Yeah. You know, that's a good show. Speaking of that, my wife office. Likes that show, The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't watch it.
866-712-1300. You can always email your answers to aroundthehomeandmore.com.
Yeah.
We actually, some of the markets that we're on, they're completely different than the studio time.
Yeah.
So if you call,
you
won't get us. So just.
But we don't care.
I'm in the office working on Christmas lights.
And I'll be somewhere else pretending to busy, playing my game on the internet.
Exactly.
All right. What are they?
Clue number one, my friend. I can reach from here to there.
Okay.
I got that written down?
Yes, sir.
All right. Clue number two. My ends plug into and out from.
Okay.
Got it yet?
No.
Of course not. Clue number three. With me, you can light up the distant displays.
Well,
what?
I think I know what it is.
Okay, good. So if you would like to play along and kind of help out, feel free to give us a call. 866-712-1300. Wherever you are, getting up, having that first cup of coffee, or enjoying the evening hours, whatever it may be.
Or the midday hours.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Actually.
Yeah, it could be middle of the night. Could be the solstice. I don't know. Hey, did you hear about the moon?
No, what happened?
Did you guys hear about the moon?
Did the cow finally get over?
No.
What?
No. The moon is closer than it's going to be in the next 16 years. It's a full moon. If you could see it at all tonight in the, in wherever you are, I guess, it is Pacific Northwest here that I'm talking about. It'll appear 16% larger. 16% larger.
That's worth seeing.
It's if you can see it here.
It is, because the moon.
Well, we had a little storm yesterday, so I don't know what's going to happen,
Yeah.
Maybe it blew off course. Nick's rubbing his head. I don't think it's possible, Kevin.
So the question is, if it's closer right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it stays closer over the oval orbit. It's not a round orbit.
Right.
But Nick is over there thinking, no, it's a round. No, Nick, you're wrong. Just be quiet. It's an oval orbit. So Nick's wrong again. Mm-hmm. Oval. So at times it's closer than other times. He's like, I knew that, Kevin. Mm-hmm. What's that? What's he waving at me for like that? That's not polite. I'm ignoring him now. Go ahead. So it is closer.
So if it's closer now and it's going to be bigger.
Yeah.
Here in, in another couple of weeks, Santa Claus will be riding through the night sky in front of the moon. Will he look larger as well? I just got to know.
Will he look larger? What's that? Will he look larger? I'm not sure who's going to complain, but somebody's going to complain about that. All right, so I got your clues.
It's 38 minutes after the hour, and where are we?
Yeah, read those again. I can reach from here to there.
Yeah, that's good.
And plugs into and out of. Yeah, and I am.
I can light up the distant display.
I can light up the distant display. Okay.
All right. So ponder and pontificate on that, my friend. Hey, we do have an email. This came from Joseph and Sally.
Yeah.
In Kent, Washington.
Uh-oh.
They write us.
Have we ever been arrested down there? For, vandalism, vandalism.
Okay. Pretty sure we're cleaning that city.
He said it was a display model. What does that mean to you?
All right. are thinking of installing a mantle around an existing fireplace.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
We have one of the metal boxes that sit on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
The glass doesn't open, so we want to know how close we can be to the sides and the top.
Whoa.
We don't want to overpower the room. Joseph and Sally in Kent, Washington.
Well, there's heat considerations. What kind of material they want to use?
Well, actually, that's from a code standpoint, that's sort of irrelevant.
All right. Okay, Mr. Code Man. Put the hat on. Go ahead. I'll listen.
Well,
you evidently think you know it all.
I don't know all this answer.
No, it's okay. I'll just sit back here.
Did you go grab my
game? I wish I could.
I could do too.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, in general terms, on the side of your fireplace, you need to be 12 inches away from the opening of the firebox.
Okay.
On the top, you need to be a minimum of 12. Depending on the firebox that you have, could be as much as 24.
Wow.
It depends on the BTU output of the fireplace.
So, do you have any examples you can give them?
I can't give you specific examples.
Oh, what good
are
you?
All a little different. What you need
what
to
a
do,
waste
Joseph
of my time.
And Sal. No, it's.
I'm
you need Jeez. To look at the
no,
fireplace.
No, you need to look.
At the fireplace manufacturer.
Yeah.
Look them up online, and they'll have the installation instructions.
Oh, and it'll give a description. It'll give a destruction
the,
right
it,
there.
It will give a description.
Yeah.
And a definition of how far you need to be for combustible materials.
Did
because
they say what
most
model it
fireplace. He doesn't say.
So we're going to respond and see what kind of. Because we're going to figure that out for him. Figure that out.
And then that will tell you. Yeah. And it also depends on how far out projecting away from the wall your mantle is going to be.
Well, tell me about that.
Because if your mantle projects further away from the wall, say it sticks out for some reason.
Two
you want
feet.
To really. Okay. Okay. Big. That's really big.
It's a 2-foot mantle.
My fireplace is in a cave.
Yeah, it's in a cave. It's my fire cave. Yeah.
It's my fire cave.
Yeah. You could have that. See, if you had a man cave, you don't have a man cave, so you don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But in a man cave, a real man cave, uh-huh. you'd have a big fireplace like that.
Uh-huh. You know, the closest thing I have is getting into my race trailer with that big heater going.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say you had a mantle sticking out.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the issue with that, really? Is it just because of the heat?
Well, because as the heat comes out from the fireplace, you know, it rolls up.
Yeah.
All right. So
there's a smoke if you don't open the damper.
Well,
but yeah.
I'm assuming it's
I've
a gas
that.
Fireplace
Easter,
because he said
dinner.
The glass door doesn't open.
Oh,
so that's called a sealed fireplace. So it's going to be gas.
Right. Excuse me. Okay.
You have to pay attention to these emails
right.
and really read between the lines.
How about we just read the email?
Now, the other thing is the mantle is actually the piece that goes across the top.
Yes.
The pieces that go down the sides are the legs. It's not the mantle. The whole thing is the surround, the fireplace surround.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, a couple of items, and it ties into, ta-da, our construction term of the day, which is corbel.
Yes.
Because if you just had a mantle with no side legs, you might want to put a corbel on each end of the mantle to look like it's holding it up. You actually don't need them to hold it up, but a corbel is a projecting element away from a wall. It could be inside, it could be outside, that projects out 6 or so more inches. If it's less than that, it's probably a dental, which is different than a corbel.
Yeah.
So that was our little construction term of the day.
I'm sorry
from
I didn't
the
miss
Homebrew
it.
Guys.
So
now the other thing too that's really really important.
Yeah.
Is if you have a gas fireplace that has one of the automatic switches that you can turn on and off on the wall or the remote control that you can turn on.
I have
off,
a remote control. It's
which
called.
Which are really cool.
I named mine.
Sweetie.
No, Bic. Guess where I got the name.
Flick. No. Flick the Bic. No. All right, when you hang your stockings on your fireplace, make sure that you don't accidentally and forgettingly turn the gas fireplace on because you might actually cause a fire. So just keep that in mind. And always hang your stockings with care at the fireplace. We'll be right back on Around the Home and More.
It's break time at Around the Home and More. While we pay a few bills, hey, if you'd like to add your 2 cents to the show, why not call us right now? It's a toll-free call from anywhere, 866-712-1300. That's 866-712-1300. And we just might be listening to you after this.
Mm-hmm. This is Kevin Lydron from all of us here at your hometown station. We would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. This is 14-year-old Amelia Marshall from Washington State singing Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary soul rejoiced.